Pioneers who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Hey Aubrey, what bowling alley are we going to?
Cade, not bowling alley, bowl game.
Well, it might as well be a bowling alley.
For the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay Oysters, fresh mullet, and gator tail, come see us at Nick's.
We're located on Highway 20, overlooking the Choctahatchee Bay.
Aubrey, I'm gustrated.
Cade, it's frustrated.
It's Nick's, not Nick Saban, War Eagle.
Hey there, this is Dr. Sam, and you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for more of the same, unfortunately. Periods of rain will continue. Locally, heavy rainfall in spot. A stiff breeze will add insult to injury. The temperature overnight doesn't change much. Overnight low 44. Tomorrow, look for showers likely, especially in the morning and midday hours. A breezy, cold day with a high temperature only in the 40s and a low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. Then for Monday, cloudy, breezy, and cold. Could be a leftover shower. High 46. Stay on top of weather developments before they happen with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit studios of Blue Water Broadcasting, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. It's time for Clearing the Air. I am your humble tinfoil-wearing host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. With me tonight, as always, is the Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Terry.
It is good to be here. It's good to be alive. It's nasty outside, but we don't have to be out there. We're in here talking to you wonderful people. So, folks, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hopefully, you might hear something tonight that pushes you to do some research of your own. You know, my father always taught me that something freely given to you will never mean as much to you as something that you actually have to strive and work to attain. It's a simple formula, that one that seems to be lost on today's generation. Please understand that our goal here is not to convince you to do or to believe anything. It's simply to lay out the facts and give you something to investigate for yourself. And with the nonstop assault on President Trump airing on the weaponized media 24/7, there's no shortage of things that they use to try to distract us with. Now, don't believe a single word you hear us say. Do your own research. Come to your own conclusions. Once you do that, I remain confident that you will reach the same conclusions as I have. And it all points to some very weird stuff going on, folks. What a week. You know, the frogs across the pond have had enough. They're rioting. Their president's missing in action. Over here, we're having more pointless, time-consuming hearings. So they got Comey once again under oath, and guess what? He balked at the very questions that initiated this hearing. What are the chances of that? Folks, this is simply more and more stalling. It's rather obvious to everyone capable of rational thought that Comey agreed to whatever he was told to agree with by and for Hillary Clinton. She was calling the shots. How else can you explain how he exonerated her before he even questioned her? Because she told him to. What we all need to understand that if she had been elected, we still wouldn't know about any of this. We still would not know how corrupt the FBI is, how corrupt the various departments within our government have become, and just how deep this corruption goes. From everything I'm reading, it is so deep that were it to truly be removed, the government could not function because there wouldn't be enough people. As I understand it, there are more of them on the take than not. Now, what we have is a worldwide criminal organization that resides in D.C. and has infiltrated the very top rungs of our government. Every new law, every new statute is looked at in respect as to how it can be manipulated to illegally move money into their accounts, not as to how it can help America or Americans. This is so dangerous. Folks, they've infiltrated every division, every department. They essentially are the government now. They're looting the nearly drained coffers of this nation and always thinking up new ways to take more of our hard-earned money from us. These people are the epitome of evil. You know, for over 4 years, I've been telling you who these people are, what they stand for, and most importantly, who they stand for. They are Luciferian psychopaths. No question. This is all biblical. This is factual. America is the modern representation of the Babylon system. Now, if you're waiting for the original Babylon to resurface before the world ends, it's not going to happen. The biblical New Babylon is America. No other country meets more of the biblical descriptors than America. One in particular, Hammer of the Whole Earth. Tell me that's not our military. The question that begs to be asked is, who are they taking orders from? As David Icke told you in last week's show, there's a power much higher than the demon crabs, much higher than the repugnacants, a power that is actively destroying this planet. I see it. What I see is a deal has been reached with the corrupt humans. It's a, so long as you accomplish the terraforming of the planet to better fit us, we don't care how many material possessions you steal. So I ask you, dear listener, in the overall scheme of things, in the big picture, what good is all the money? What good is all this material wealth they're getting? What do they benefit? What benefits do they get when they've sold out their own kind? They've sold their own souls to the devil. And we have been sold out. They've sold us out. Make no mistake about it. And when their off-planet bosses get here and they're purportedly safe in their underground cities, isolated from the surface where you and I are going to be left to deal with what Scripture calls the Great Tribulation, maybe then it will dawn on us how we've been deceived. Maybe it'll dawn on them how they have been deceived. Scripture tells us that when the real king arrives, they will beg the rocks of that underground structure to fall on them and kill them rather than having to look at the face of God. That's what Scripture tells us. That's what's happening, folks. They are terraforming this planet. They are destroying the ecosystems of this planet. Well, they've got new words for it. Now it's some kind of stratospheric injection now instead of chemtrails, instead of UFOs. See, they changed the terminology. That way, if you ever get them under oath and you say, do you guys know about UFOs? And they say, no, they're not lying because they're not called UFOs in their little world. They're called whatever, unsubstantiated targets, whatever the new word is. They love to change the meanings of words.
Exactly.
And that's their thing.
That's exactly what happened in Egypt. They changed hieroglyphics.
Yep.
And it happened within the last 150 years.
Yep. That's how they work, folks. So technically, this is lawyer speak, technically they're not lying. They're just not using the same language as we are. You know, that's their slick little way of getting around it. All right, before I stop my little monologue here, I'm going to thank Mr. Rick Peters for allowing us to play in this radio world for 3 hours every Saturday night. Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. I want to give a shout-out to Must Stop Cafe in Wetumpka. I don't know if you've ever eaten there, and let me stop you right here and say I don't get paid by these people. I get nothing. I don't want anything because I give you the truth, and the truth is not for sale. You should never have to pay for the truth. I don't want your money. Keep your money. I just want your attention. But anyway, you want to meet in three, Must Stop, go on the left-hand side, going up to Wetumpka. Great food, fresh vegetables, less than $10 with a drink. You get huge portions, or if you're like me and just can't eat a lot, get the light eater's plate. They offer that. It's a lot cheaper. Unless they're having beef tips and rice, which, they're to die for. I mean, I would almost walk there to eat the beef tips and rice. It's really, really good. But if you get a chance up that way, please stop and tell them you heard it here on Clear in the Air. And one other thing, it's been reported this week that President Trump called himself the tariff man. That's absolutely not true. I read his tweet. What he said was, I am a tariff man. It's a huge difference. So how does the media come out saying, well, Trump's calling himself the tariff man? No, he's not. What he's saying is he is a man that supports tariffs to help America. That's what that means. It's a descriptor. It's not a title. Suddenly, imagine that. Something Trump says, and they're turning it around on him. What are the chances? This is Clear in the Air. We'll open the phones up, folks, at 8, maybe a little earlier. We'll see. We got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. I know Postman's got some stuff he wants to talk about, so we'll be back in 3 short minutes. Y'all, please come back with us.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's an end-of-the-year sale you don't want to miss. AC by LeQuire wants to make sure your house is comfortable all through the holiday season. For a limited time, get a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. LeQuire understands the importance of a comfortable house when it might be filled with all those holiday house guests. As a bonus, LeQuire is offering 0% financing to all qualified customers. With over 35 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and even your plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier. Visit acbyleqwire.com today to see these and other exclusive offers. Just think, all those savings up front, plus savings all year long with lower utility bills thanks to your brand new high-efficiency Carrier system. That's acbyleqwire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hi, Elvis Costello. Welcome back to the program. Listener Brenda Mills linked an article to me stating that on the 3rd of this month, CERN was shut down. And they're saying they're going to restart it in 2 years with even more energy. Now, I, and I'm not the only one that believes this, believes that CERN is man's first shot at creating a wormhole. We found them on this planet. There are lots of them on this planet. Now, a wormhole, maybe Postman would be better to describe this, but to me it's like a, if you take... And I've seen this on some of the TV shows, how it's described. If you take a piece of paper in that space and you fold the piece of paper over and stick a pencil through there, that's like a wormhole. Instead of traveling those billions of light years, it's a shortcut to another planet, to another dimension. Is that kind of right?
Yes, and they can be created artificially or they can be created naturally. Of course, there's several things, you know, for a natural wormhole to be able to open up. Sometimes, you know, you may have to have a planet to a planet with a really, really strong magnetic field to transit another one with a strong magnetic field, and in that wake or in that field where the fields meet, a wormhole will open up, and so you can transit that, because these days, you know, we have technology on these modern ships or starships, if you want to call them that, to actually open them up, and they can actually do it just with the sheer magnetic force of the drive system. Okay.
Wow.
Most of these starships these days, they're powered by what you might call negative energy, and this type of energy is found. There's actually the remnants of exploding stars, and it's got to be a certain type of star.
Where do they get it from?
It's random in space.
Okay, so yeah. It's cold. They cull it out of the space, or they
right? Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, you can actually from what I heard, they actually take it in through the take most of the energy in, you know, through the RAM scoops and on the outside of the ship.
Yeah, and then they just sort through it and get that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Wow. But it allows you to transition through into another world, another dimension. Now, the problem is that it works both ways. In other words, if we open up a portal into another planet, not only can we walk into that world can come into our world. And I have to tell you, maybe that was the plan all along. Maybe at CERN, what they were doing was opening up a portal into the dimension where Satan, the demons, whatever maybe that was. That kind of, to me, that correlates with the Vatican talking about hiring another, was it 500 or 5,000
right.
exorcists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that those two kind of correlate.
I think at CERN, they're actually really trying to tap into hell. That's what I believe they're trying to tap into.
Maybe they've succeeded.
Yeah, they may have, and at some point in time, they will, because Book of Revelation talks about Satan actually coming in, you know, and actually opening the bottomless pit. And
where is the bottomless pit, do you think? Are we talking about something earthly, or are we talking about something...
That may be what John saw. John may have seen CERN open up, because when you activate CERN, CERN looks just like a bottomless pit.
Wow.
is actually a singularity or wormhole or stargate, whichever one you want to call them.
Yeah, they're all
the
same thing.
They all look the same way. It looks just like a hurricane looking from in it from the top down. It looks like a tornado looking in it from the top down.
And you know, Postman, that makes sense because we're talking about people 2,000 years ago that they didn't have anything to compare it to. They're stretching trying to describe it to us.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and by the same token, when I was talking about the vessels a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. People, whether you know it or not, warp drive has been around for billions of years. How do you think they transit space? We're relatively young species, mm-hmm. really young species. Of course, man has been on the planet a long time, but that wasn't the man that our prime creator created. He was a different one. That one was genetically mutated. The one that was here before the flood. Because there's actual records to show that most of these humanoids that were on the planet, they had web hands, web fingers and toes, and they had six fingers and toes and double rows of teeth.
Wow. Double rows of teeth, kind of like in the movie The Coneheads. Yeah, I'm just blown away when I watch TV, or Lynn's got TV on, I don't really pay much attention, but there'll be times where something will be said or something, there'll be something on that program that clicks with me that has something to do with something we've talked about.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
like, whoa, wait a minute. And they're telling us. They have to tell us. And they're telling us.
It's all over Hollywood. Any modern high-tech Hollywood movie you watch, mm-hmm. it's going to have some soft disclosure in it. There's no doubt about it. It's going to have it because of the way they disclose things to you. Now, take for instance, just here recently, the Chinese launched a rocket. They launched a rocket to transit the dark side of the moon.
And they lost it.
They launched one to transit the dark side of the moon.
And it didn't make the trip.
It didn't, did it?
Well, we know why. We know what's on the dark side of the moon.
Right. And
China doesn't hide the stuff like NASA does.
No, but you know who else is about to do it?
No.
Elon Musk. And I wonder, will he succeed?
He's a powerful, very wealthy man, but still, I think the powers that shouldn't be are, they're not going to allow him to do his own disclosure.
If they'll allow him to do it.
They won't.
This will be part of disclosure. It will be.
People aren't going to believe it. They're not going to believe it, you know?
Probably not. And that's another thing about disclosure. Disclosure has got to be done. It's got to be done at the right time.
Yes, it's got to be incrementally done.
Right. The consciousness of the masses, all the people, naming us, has to be just right. We need.
I agree.
We need protocols in events, a protocol of events that will actually lead to an actual main event, and that will make us believe it.
True. True. Well, before we hit this break, I want to get back down to Earth for just a minute. We talked about this off mic a second ago, but according to many well-known researchers and patriots, there was a meeting held late November in Columbia, South Carolina. At that meeting, members of the Federal Marshal Service, Secret Service, FBI, many other federal agencies, as well as the military, were there, and they were dealing with the purported military tribunals that are to begin in January. I'm just reading you what I've told. Postman's heard this from his sources, too. Maybe this is just more hope porn. I don't know. But as much as I want to believe this, I just can't. Maybe it's my inherent pessimism. I don't know. Or perhaps it's the fact that not one of these high-ranking Luciferian psychopaths has been arrested. But what I've heard this from three different sources, is that Pappy, reptilian, pedophile, New World Order Bush put a pistol to his head in an agreement with the White Hats, with the good guys. There were gunshots heard outside of the Bush residence the night he purportedly just passed away. This would explain why he had a closed casket, yada, yada, yada. But the deal he purportedly made, and I say purportedly because I don't know, allows his so-called legacy to remain untarnished while he himself is made to check out early from this physical plane, and he's on his way to hell right now as we speak, I would guess. But I don't know if that's true. They're calling this the McCain Protocol because purportedly, same thing with McCain. He took his life. In lieu of being shown to the world what he truly is or was. Take it for what it's worth. I still have a hard time believing it because it's just too good to be true.
it's a possibility that he might not be headed to where you say he's headed.
You don't think he's going to hell?
Because of who he was and what he stood for.
Oh, he was evil. No doubt about it. And I got to tell you, I would almost get nauseous listening to this very station of all the crap and all the pomp and circumstance over this traitor, you know?
He was a traitor. And to actually go into it to try to explain it, it would take about 45 minutes.
Yeah. Just look at his... It started with Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush was the grandfather. Prescott Bush started Union Bank. Union Bank funded the Nazis in World War II. Prescott Bush, 1933. This is an absolute fact. It's in the Library of Congress. Look it up. There was what was called a great business coup. They did not like Roosevelt. They wanted to get rid of him. So all the barons of industry, the Rockefellers, the people, the Knudsens that owned GM, the people that owned Pittsburgh Glass, the DuPonts, they all got together with Prescott Bush and decided to overthrow the country. They were all big, huge fans. Oh, Henry Ford was involved too, by the way. They were all huge fans of Adolf Hitler. Loved the man. Actually, Ford had a full-size bust of him in his office, but that's beside the point. What the mistake they made was they contacted Smedley Butler, Semper Fi, by God, the greatest Marine Corps guy that ever lived, greatest soldier ever lived, wrote the book War's a Racket. But they contacted him and said, we need you, we need at least 100,000 troops to do this. Well, he stayed in the plot long enough to find out who the players were, and then he went to Congress and told them that the country was going to be taken over. So what do you think happened? Not a single one of these barons of American industry was even questioned, much less arrested. The coup was stopped, but nothing else happened, and I submit to you that those people continued on, and they're pretty much the ones that got us in the situation we're in right now. That's a fact. Prescott Bush was a traitor to this country. He was actually arrested They grabbed all his money, shut down Union Bank, colluding with the enemy, but at the end of it all, they gave him his money back. The deal he made was no one in his family could ever run for public office. You see how well that worked out.
And to come around and backside and back up what you said about Henry Ford,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you looked at it or either paid any attention to it. You remember when we was in here talking about aircraft?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Ford Tri-Motor?
No.
All right, you don't remember that. You remember Hitler's personal aircraft?
I remember reading about it, but I didn't pay much attention to Hitler's personal aircraft.
It's the same plane. He designed it.
Really?
Yes, it is.
I know they were huge fans of each other.
It's the exact same aircraft.
I know Hitler's train was named America.
Yeah.
Yeah, that people... The true story of Adolf Hitler has probably never been told in this country, and you probably wouldn't believe it if you heard it. Hitler wasn't everything that you were led to believe he was. I'm not saying he was a good guy, but he was certainly not as bad as Joseph Stalin, who was considered our ally. But that's a story for another day. I don't want to get into Hitler because I may make some of y'all mad. It's not that I'm a Nazi. I'm totally against all that. But Hitler was not as bad as they taught you that he was. A few years ago, I fought the fight over the planting of wildflowers in front of the shop. I thought it was a waste of hundreds of thousands of dollars because they were planting wildflowers everywhere. Then the same powers that unfortunately be decided to plant trees in the median. Yes, trees, you know, those tall, fairly big things made out of wood, which are kind of resistant to motion. That is to say, they tend to stay put and they don't move around much when cars hit them. So whose idea was it to put huge immovable objects within 15 feet of a vehicle traveling at a mile a minute? That is insane. I tried to research how many motorists are killed annually by hitting trees, but I couldn't find out. Of course, I did learn that 150 people a year are killed by falling coconuts. Falling coconuts, which means that you are 50 times more likely to get killed by a coconut than you are from a terrorist in this country. Think about that when they're pushing all these new laws. Think about that. We'll be back in 5 minutes, folks. Y'all come back with us.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Look for more of the same, unfortunately. Periods of rain will continue. Locally, heavy rainfall in spot. A stiff breeze will add insult to injury. The temperature overnight doesn't change much. Overnight low 44. Tomorrow, look for showers likely, especially in the morning and midday hours. A breezy cold day with a high temperature only in the 40s and a low tomorrow night in the upper 30s. Then for Monday, cloudy, breezy, and cold. Could be a leftover shower. High 46. Stay on top of weather developments before they happen with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. The point I was making, I was driving down the Atlanta Highway the other day, and there's a city crew digging up some of the trees that they went to all the trouble and money to plant on the Atlanta Highway. More money wasted. This government invents ways to waste money. And how crazy is a system that rewards the pointless act of squandering all the money you're allocated just to ensure you'll get that same amount next year? That's how it works. Or it's crazy to reward the lowest bidder on paving jobs when the truth is, for maybe 20% more in better materials, the roads could last 10 times longer. There's got to be a better way to do this, folks. Got to be a better way. All right, we're going to get into something that Postman and I was kind of, I didn't really know how to go with this, but I'm just going to go with what I think. Last week's show ended with a couple of phone calls telling us that the syndicated radio host and exorcist for hire, Bob Larson, has told his listeners that we were shepherds of the devil, something like that. And when asked about Postman, he muttered the N-word under his breath, you know. As you Facebook friends of the show know, I emailed Mr. Larson inquiring as to why someone who is purportedly on the same side as us would say such things about us. Well, I have not gotten a response. Despite how angry this made me, my inquiry was polite and respectful, but I honestly do not expect a response. I mean, what can he say? The smart move on his part is just not respond.
Yes.
I've never heard of him, so I did a crash course on Mr. Larson this past week and found out a little bit about him. He's an exorcist for hire, him and his three daughters. They charge anywhere from $60 to $500 to remove demons from you. He has, or perhaps had, three teenage daughters. I just said that. Sorry. Where I do have a bit of an issue is charging people to do things that should be free. You know, I must admit that what I looked through, I didn't disagree with anything else I saw about him so far. But Postman, I think, has a little more info on something that may show us which side he's on. Postman, take it away.
For one thing, he's international, and he has churches in about maybe six to eight different countries.
Wow!
And I stopped counting the number of churches that was on the list. As a matter of fact, I didn't even write down the actual number. It was so many of them. But and there's the main church is in I think is in Phoenix, Arizona, and from what I read, he's from Westwood, California. Mm. And that ought to say something, you know.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And so he's got churches in Canada, he's got churches in South America, I think
the Ukraine, right?
Yes, he's got one in Mexico. And the one that stood out at me the most, and there's one in Atlanta, Georgia, too, is in DeKalb County.
That's right. That's right.
And the one that stood out at me the most is the one that was in Ukraine.
Why is that?
On the site.
Yeah.
That there's a picture of a teenage girl on it, a blonde haired, blue eyed teenage girl.
Ooh.
And I know it kind of struck me when I saw it. You know, I'm not really going to say what I'm thinking, but the thing is, everybody knows from movies. Everybody knows from actual articles.
Yeah.
And from the news that Ukraine is a hotbed for pedophilia.
Yes.
And child trafficking.
So is Haiti. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not saying he's doing it, but the thing is, or his church is involved in it, but there was something about that when I saw it that struck me, and
those gut feelings are pretty powerful.
Yeah, and there's another thing too. He said that we were on the dark side.
Uh huh.
But almost all of his churches has a Vector Sigil logo on it. Every one of them.
Signage, baby.
Yes, and that actually tells the full story. If you look at it, the one in Atlanta has an eternal flame on it, and there's a shadow of a number 7 on top of it. And as soon as I saw it, I saw the number 7 in the logo, and that's not good at all.
So he is dark side.
Usually when you see a Vector Sigil like that.
Yeah,
that means that these they've been hijacked, they've been infiltrated. So
most churches have.
Yeah,
that's sad. It doesn't surprise me. You know, Jesus, when they accused Jesus of being of Satan, he told them, "How can a house divided stand? You know, how can someone who's against or someone who's purportedly for Satan, how can he drive out demons who are loyal to Satan? It doesn't work that way." Well, how can we sit here and say the things we say if we are for Satan? We can't. That's bull. We're not on the dark side. I put everything I have. I'm bearing everything for all to see on this program to fight against the dark side. That's what I'm doing. So it makes me mad when somebody says that I am on the wrong side, because I'm not.
And people, what we do every Saturday or whenever every chance that we get,
yes,
or time that we get, we offer this for free for the freedom of our people.
There
That's
you
what
go.
We offer it for.
Because the truth is not for sale. You don't charge for the truth, folks. You just don't. You know, I had, till they took them away, I had 200 and something videos. I have never monetized a single video. For those that don't know, when you monetize, you can monetize a video on YouTube, allow them to put commercials in there, and they pay you for every so many viewers, you get so much money. I know people who have lived off that. I've never monetized a video. I don't want your money. I don't want it. Keep it. You're going to need it. Keep it. We don't want your money. It's not about that. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. Again, off mic, I was asking Postman, the movie Independence Day. I've watched that movie 5 or 6 times, but I've never thought about what it meant until today. Independence, Independence Day. Independent from who? Independence from what? Independence from whoever's running this planet. That's what the title of that movie means. Independence Day. We're declaring our independence from whatever race of E.T. is controlling this planet. Now, I think E.T., demons, there's, you know, some are the same.
There is a correlation.
There is a correlation there. Absolutely.
It is. It is. And there are certain sects of extraterrestrial beings that are biological in nature. Some of them are interdimensional in nature. And then the ones that are mostly interdimensional, they don't readily inhabit a biological body. They'd rather have one that's part biological and part AI. That way, you know, mm-hmm. they can you know go in out of any reality you know that they choose. It's a lot easier for them to transit that way. And another thing is that it makes it a lot easier to handle biological beings like us when they're like that. And the ones that are fully biological, they use the technology too to actually gain what they need to gain. But the ones that are part machine and part biological, those are the ones that are the most dangerous.
That's why there's transhumanism, because they're trying to make us like them. That's why there's so much autism now, because an autistic kid fits into their protocol easier than a kid that's not autistic. Think about it. It's about turning us into them. Think about it. It's crazy as it sounds. Okay, now I want to jump into something. I found this article this week, and it blew me away. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he aims to recall all military assets currently stationed in foreign countries before Nibiru reaches peace agreement in early 2021. He spoke on Tuesday at a clandestine meeting at the Ministry of Defense, telling senior staff and top military that Russia's fighting forces must defend the motherland and its people rather than protect friendly nations that have failed to develop their own Nibiru survival plans. According to our Ministry of Defense source, Putin's plan is fraught with obstacles. Several Russian officials, particularly Chief of General Staff of the Armed Forces of Russia, Valery, whatever his name is, Gerasimov, has denied the existence of Nibiru and wants Putin to focus on expanding Russia's political and military influence. He argued that Nibiru is a Western concoction, essentially a trick, to delude Putin into believing an imaginary threat from the stars poses a greater threat than Europe's never-ending desire to contain, isolate, and bankrupt Russia. Withdrawing Russian assets from Armenia, Belarus, Georgia, Syria, and other nations might compel them to seek assistance elsewhere, according to the military general. But the ever-stoic Putin silenced him. He said the MOD did not possess all the facts, that Nibiru's arrival was a God-given certainty. He had risked his personal reputation and his presidency on preparation for the unthinkable. Putin said Russia's vast subterranean survival complexes in the Ural Mountains, which can allegedly house tens of millions for over 5 years, were designed to survive the Nibiru apocalypse, not yes. a full-scale nuclear exchange.
Yes, I actually knew about those, the ones that had in the Ural Mountains. He can actually house his whole population.
Exactly. What have they done for us here? Nothing.
No.
No, they're setting up for themselves.
Yeah.
With our money.
And the ones that they're going to randomly pick.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
They'll go through the alphabet and pick a...
It depends on what you can offer them. Your skill set is.
That does. Or you can probably buy your way into it if you got the money to
do it. They are all about money.
Yeah, but the main thing is it's the blood type. If your blood type is right, you can go.
Good point. Got to hit a break. 3 minutes. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, posting with me as always. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduate from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No, thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
It's the 12 days of Christmas. Join the Greater Montgomery YMCA in making a special Christmas memory for children at the YMCA. Right now, when you join the Y and donate a new unwrapped toy, you'll save over $100 in joining fees. Stop in at any of the YMCA of Greater Montgomery locations. There are locations all over the River Region. East Montgomery, Cleveland Avenue, Carter Hill Road, the Downtown Y, Wetumpka, the New Y near Park Crossing, Camp Grandview, the Greenville Y, the Kershaw Y, and the Bell Road YMCA. Is it time to have better health, manage your stress, and lift your spirits? The YMCA can help. With personal trainers, fun fitness classes, and excellent workout facilities, the Y has everything you need. Make this holiday special for everyone at the Y, December 1st through December 12th only. Check out your neighborhood YMCA and sign up today. Visit the YMCA anytime on the web at ymcamontgomery.org. Together, we can build a stronger you at the Y.
It's fall. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and have all those overgrown bushes, trees, and shrubs cut back and neatly groomed for the winter. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Your house will look great as you welcome friends and family for the upcoming holidays. J&S Professional Lawn Service is also accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers as well. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Welcome back to the program. Let me get my microphone back. That article I was just reading you about Putin, let me complete that because there's some more stuff you probably need to hear. Russia's cutting-edge weapons, such as hypersonic missiles and direct energy weapons, he added, were created to obliterate incoming asteroids and the meteorites that will be coming from the Nibiru system. Putin told them it's ridiculous to leave troops abroad when they're more likely to die and less likely to be in a position to protect fellow Russians from the Nibiru disaster. He said anyone challenging his authority had three choices: pick up a gun, shut up, or head to Siberia. He had made up his mind and laid out a plan to bring home 80% of Russian troops starting in 2020, our source said. Putin's aggressive plan starts by recalling 1,500 service members from Russia's 201st in Tajikistan in February 2020, followed in April with nearly 8,000 troops stationed in Georgia. He will then judiciously extract 35,000 personnel from Vietnam, Moldova, and Cuba, ensuring these resources are available to guard the Russian sovereignty. President Putin said all Russians, whether they live or die, have a right to be home when deliverance strikes. He knows that many oppose this agenda, but he has faith in the Russian space program 2021 assessment, and he will not permit dissenters to foil his plans. While the dissenters are few in number, they have political prestige. Even Atlanticist, a term used to describe Russian politicians sympathetic to the West, Dmitry Medvedev questioned Putin's belief in Nibiru. Putin apparently allayed his fears by convincing him that leaders of other prosperous countries had paid him billions of rubles for a safe and secure place to ride out the incoming Nibiru cataclysm. He actually named Saudi King Salman as... Actually, he high-fived Putin at the G20 summit. They had worked out a deal where Salman could come and stay in his safe bunker when Nibiru hit. Still think this is crazy, folks? We'll see.
No, it's been coming around for millions of years, people, and it's not going to stop until our Creator stops it.
No, it's
because
not.
It's actually the reset button on Earth. It actually does the cleansing, forward.
Would you consider that the Great Tribulation, or is that part of the Great Tribulation?
That's part of the Great Tribulation. As a matter of fact, that may be what will start it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because a couple of events happen, one-third of the Earth people die, right. And another event happens, another third.
And, like when the Book of Revelation talks about the water being poisoned.
Wormwood hitting the water. Yeah.
Those are actual meteors, most likely, hidden in the ocean or... It could be the reactor cores of some of those two-mile-long vessels that will crash.
That's right, because they could get hit by these huge...
Right, because it's going to be inundated by mountain-sized meteors of all sides. Some of them are stony, some of them are ice, some of them are nickel, some of them are iron ferrite. I mean, can you imagine an iron ferrite meteorite the size of a mountain,
no.
hitting the ground?
Oh my God!
Yes, it'll penetrate the Earth's core.
Yes, it will.
Yeah,
it's like a bullet.
Yes, it is.
It's a supersonic bullet.
And those are some horrible pictures if you think about it. That system has been seen by several prophets, Isaiah even talks about it.
Yeah.
And. Talking about how it will make the Earth wobble like a drunkard.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Uh-huh. I remember that.
And it's all in the ancient writings. The Chinese chronicle it in 1580 BC. I mean, like it was happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in there. You can read it for yourself if you actually want to pull it up and read it. It's there. Yep. All the information on that is there. And the main thing, like I said, the main thing I'm concerned about is that fifth planet in the system, because it has some biological beings on it, and that's the one it's 5 to 7 times the size of size of Earth. As a matter of fact, it's about 68,000 miles in diameter, where Earth is maybe 24,000,
mm-hmm.
It'll be cataclysmic, because Christ said it himself. This will be the worst time that will ever befell this earth. Right, that ever befell the earth, and a lot of people will die.
Yes.
Because of it.
It's coming. Let me do you some notes and quotes here. A saying in, maybe you can back this up, this is from a sitcom my wife was watching, a saying in the black community about black men dating white women: if she can't use your comb, you don't bring her home.
Well,
that was on some show called The Neighborhood.
I've never heard of that one before.
Okay. I thought that was funny. Here's another, this is Dr. Gordon James Fraser McDonald. This is from an essay entitled How to Wreck the Environment that appeared in a chapter of a 1968 book called Unless Peace Comes. And he said, among future means of obtaining national objectives by force, one possibility hinges on man's ability to control and manipulate the environment of his planet. What are the chances of that? So let me tell you again, all you name-calling apathetic cowards who would rather dismiss evidence that's right in front of you than even attempt to save your own species from what is essentially a self-inflicted mortal wound. Tell me again how I am a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist to even suggest that the powers that shouldn't be would attempt and succeed in controlling the weather. It's not a conspiracy theory. They are controlling the weather. Hell, look what's happening right now. How many inches of snow in Tennessee? 18 inches they're talking about?
Yes, expecting in eastern Tennessee.
This is being done on purpose.
Around Nashville, North Carolina, they're actually expecting 15 to 18 inches of snow.
Absolutely. It's being done on purpose. Mike Adams, no relation as far as I know. I've got cousins everywhere. He may be my cousin. I have no idea. He said, here's the cosmic inconvenient truth that Al Gore doesn't want you to consider. What we are really witnessing here is the planned terraforming of planet Earth for some other purpose, and by other, I mean other than human. Think about that.
If it's for a reptilian species, now I'm saying if it's for a reptilian species.
Yeah.
Now, you got to realize they're...
cold-blooded?
Yeah, and they're going to want the planet hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to want it hot because what I'm hearing inside of the layers up on the Earth, it's a constant, 102, 103, in some
places.
They like
it hot.
Yeah, it's like 120,
It's like the movie The Arrival, Charlie Sheen. When he's confronting the alien, he said, because you like it hot. They do like it hot.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. Mm-hmm. A lot of truth in that movie, too. I read this from a Facebook page, and to me, this said everything I have been trying to say. The eyes only see what the mind is prepared to comprehend. The eyes only see what the mind is prepared to comprehend. That basically is cognitive dissonance, but that's the normal way to say it. The eyes only see what the mind is prepared to comprehend. If you don't believe it, you ain't gonna see it, folks. If you don't believe it, you ain't going to see it. Now, first century Buddhist philosopher Asvayosa said, all phenomena in the world are nothing but the illusory manifestation of the mind and have no reality of their own. I was doing some reading on how we're in a computer simulation, and I found some interesting quotes. Now, Niels Bohr, one of the fathers of the quantum theory, said, everything we call real is made of things we cannot regard as real. If quantum mechanics hasn't profoundly shocked you, then you have not understood it. Physicist Henry Stapp said there's no substantive physical world in the usual sense of the term. The conclusion here is not the weak conclusion that there may be a substantive physical world, but rather that there's definitely not a substantive physical world, whatever that means. I have found some very interesting blogs about this so-called reality we live in, and I got to tell you, it seems like a computer simulation. More and more things point to that.
Yeah, I believe it is, too. And you know what it's powered by?
I have no idea, unless it's us.
Yes, it is. It's powered by our collective conscience.
Postman, that makes perfect sense, which is yet another reason why they want to hijack our consciousness.
Exactly. That's the operative word, That's why the mainstream media does what it does. It does that to control the way you think,
absolutely,
the way you feel,
yes,
the way you feel about certain things. When you watch that through the power of television, television is
control,
and it's control. And if you look at it, it's.